from George's tour bus that he purchased over the weekend for his Bird Dogs band.
I just saw that thing.
It's massive,
wow,
isn't it?
Wow.
So they're playing rock and roll band, playing country western band, and George, helping them play the part, went out and made a major purchase. It's a giant RV, the kind of rock and roll RV that bands take around from gig to gig. And so Gordo and George have headed down to the parking lot, and they're going to take it for a spin and also host Gordo's Corner from there. So Gordo's checking in now via the miracle of the cell phone. Come in.
Hey, Junior Miller, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
All right, as I'm making my way across the street to where Giorgio has parked his tour bus that he bought at a very reasonable price recently, I wanted to share with you the answer to that Roy Williams engagement ring question. I've actually heard from a real attorney. She's actually an attorney that works up under me.
Okay.
On the 13th floor. We're on the 13th floor. She's down a couple floors. His name is Allison, and she says that Texas is a fault-based conditional gift rule state. Does that make sense to you?
Kind of.
So it's a conditional gift. He gives her the $76,000 engagement ring under the condition that she marries him. But Texas says that if you're the person who's still willing to go through with the marriage, you get to keep the ring. So let's say that she was still willing to get married, but he wanted to back out,
mm-hmm,
she could still keep the ring.
Okay.
So that's how it works there. All right, now I'm approaching across the street in this parking lot, and I know Giorgio says this is not a bus, that this is just merely a Class A RV, but I've always interpreted Class A RVs to be actual buses. And this thing is all of... This is bigger than a city bus. It's bigger than a dark bus. It's huge. And get this, right on the driver's side window, there is a Bird Dog sticker on the window.
A Bird Dog sticker?
Yes, a Bird Dog sticker. Oh, geez.
So do you believe he's been driving this illegally?
Yes, I think that you... I told him. I said, you have to have a Class A RV license to drive this. Class C and Class B, you don't need one, but Class A, I always thought you did. It even has a keypad on the outside to get in it. This is how nice it is. It's called the Holiday Rambler. And I'm stepping inside now, and behind the wheel of this huge bus is George Dunham. I recognize you from the radio.
Gordo, right?
That's right.
I get to see you. Welcome to the Bird Dogs Tour Bus.
This is your home away from home. When you guys are hitting the road pretty hard, you live in this thing.
Yeah, it's tough on the road, Gordo. You got to have the best in transportation, and that's why we have this Bird Dog bus.
You're so arrogant the way you're sitting there with your arms crossed. All right. Craig, this thing is unbelievable. It's ridiculous. All right, as you go back from the... Let's take the tour here, Giorgio, right, if you don't mind. Can
okay.
you turn on all the lights, or is there...
Yeah,
right
hang on. There's some lights on.
Okay. You need to set back here to turn on the lights. You've got the AC going. That thing's going pretty cold.
Yeah.
Keeps you pretty cool.
There, yeah. It keeps you pretty cool. These slide out. This has four slide outs. Both of them slide out. You got a couch here, a little kitchen.
They would say slide out. That's when people see the RV is with the size of it.
It increases the width. It doubles the size of your living room here.
Yeah, it's already pretty darn big. All right, as we move back from the driver's seat area, by the way, it's nice, comfortable kitchen chairs
very
up front.
Very nice leather, very comfortable chairs.
And right up above the driver's seat and the passenger seat at the front of the bus, I guess it's about a 40-inch flat screen TV.
Yeah, 37, I think. Yeah,
wow.
Flat screen Samsung television.
This is so idiocracy. So idiocracy. And you've got, you not only have DVD up here, but you have a little bit older technology. Tell us what I'm looking at there.
Yeah, that's actually...
Oh, we lost you. You guys with us? Okay, we may need to try to reestablish the connection. We're going old school here on the show this morning as... We're just using the cell phone. There's no need for wireless technology or anything like that. That is almost too good. We prefer to go old school and take a page from broadcasting's past and use the cell phone technology, which was very sketchy inside that bus. So we're trying to establish contact again here. All right, let's see if we have you guys. You back with us?
yeah, Giorgio just all of a sudden knocked me down to the ground and stole my wallet. Turned off my phone. That was pretty rude. All right, where did we leave you, Junior?
You were telling us about the big 40-inch TV, and then there was something very special that you were about to tell us about.
Okay. Yeah, the 40-inch screen TV that's above the driver's seat and passenger seat. And then over here, Giorgio, we have not only DVD, but tell us about the exciting special thing that's up under it.
VCR.
A VCR for some of your older pornographic tape.
I don't have porn tapes. That's you that has all
that. Every band has porn tapes, Giorgio.
No, that does.
And then an extensive patch bay for all of your entertainment options, including an exterior TV.
Yeah, if you're tailgating, there's an awning that stretches out, and then you can, you can watch TV under on the outside of the bus.
Fascinating. All right, let's continue on back into the rear section of the, or at least the middle section of the Bird Dog store bus. Right behind the driver's seat, facing the side direction, what looks like a James T. Kirk commander chair.
Yeah, sometimes those have an ottoman with them. We didn't get an ottoman, but that's a real comfortable chair, too.
And, Junior, you ought to see this thing. All the window treatments are very nice. They have room darkening shades on them and balances, and then look at the lighting options here. You have sconces.
Yeah, those are sconces. I think that's a copper finish on that.
It looks like brushed nickel.
Is that brushed nickel?
Yeah, it's brushed nickel. And then right across from the Captain Kirk's chair, a full couch.
Wow.
Yeah, now that folds out into a bed, and this little dinette set over here also folds out into a bed, too.
Yeah, the dining room table here looks like it seats four very comfortably. And it has a nice chandelier hanging from above it. And now we're moving into the kitchen area of this huge RV that the Bird Dogs travel in.
Gordo?
Look at that. Yes, you have me.
Yes, may I ask you a question?
Yes, go ahead. I'm receiving a question from Dallas Media.
Sorry, go ahead.
Are there any signs that a band has used that vehicle this weekend, like beer bottles or condoms?
No. Gio, apparently you have completely cleaned this thing up, ready to return it, right?
Yeah, for the most part. I still got to do some spot cleaning. But I think we've got
to prove. But I'm amazed. There's no beer bottles, no
cleaned
Jack Daniels.
No, cleaned them all out. We did have some in here.
And then the sink that you just unearthed here, that is bigger than...
It's got a disposal, too.
It's got a garbage disposal. You got to see this, Junior. It's a full-size, deep sink. It's like a 10-inch deep sink.
Well, running water.
Running water. Oh, listen to that. That's a beautiful sound, isn't it? And then over here, this is cooking area?
Stove.
I'm telling you, this is bigger than my apartment.
Hey, Gordo, why don't you christen it by going number three in the bathroom?
Hey, you mind if I go in the bathroom and...
No, number two.
No.
I know you brag on
that. No, I want to tallywhack it.
No, don't do that either.
Whoa, look at that, a full shower.
Can I take a shower?
With you?
Sure.
All right, yeah, let's go turn on. Okay, hold on.
Don't aim it at the...
Well, I can't. I don't know where you're aiming.
No, I'm armed with it.
We're spraying each other water. Sorry.
No,
it's a full...
Yeah. It's a high-pressure shower there.
That is a full-blown shower. Do you have a soaker tub as well?
No tub.
This is so nice, Junior. You would not believe this thing.
It sounds like... Did they actually spend the night, like a couple of nights in it?
Did you spend the night in this thing?
No. No, because you only have...
Wait, I thought you said you needed... That's the whole reason you wanted to go out there.
Well, we used it for during the day, waiting out our time. We had to be there at 3, and we didn't go out until 6 or something.
Can you do that in a car?
Yeah, can't you just do that in a car?
By the way, Randy Rogers' bus parked right next to our bus, too. That's pretty cool.
This is what it's all about. Do you hear this?
Yeah.
He's just trying to impress Randy Rogers. So he rented this whole thing. Now, you got to see the little half bath that they have here right across from the... full-blown stand-up shower. This is not one of those, makeshift showers that you have to put the little curtain around you and all this. This is an actual glassed-in shower that is it's over full size.
Look at the finish out on this glass here.
Yeah, I know. It's beautiful, beautiful stuff. Even the woodwork, all the cabinetry. This cabinet. Looks like stained walnut.
Yeah.
That's nice. And then of course, here's the little bathroom. This is where you do your damage, huh, Mr. Dunham?
Didn't do any damage, just number ones. No number twos on the bus.
Here, let's open it up there. Oh, bro! Somebody flushed that! Oh, no! What is that? Oh, gosh! It looks like a python laying there.
There's nothing in there for the record. Nothing.
Oh, my God! Oh, we got the first drop of the day from Kevin.
All right, wait a second. Stop the show. I just heard a drop.
That was... That was an interesting placement.
All right, now we're moving back into the stabbing, Kevin. This is where the damage occurs. This is where you create the little jubinators.
It's a nice queen-size bed. We did not do that. We had kids with us and stuff. But, yeah, it's a nice place to lay down. This also has slide-outs back here, so it makes, actually, almost like a 10-by-10 bedroom.
So why can't you slide these things out?
I can. You want me to?
Yeah, go ahead. All right, he's going to slide them out. This whole thing expands to twice its size.
Oh, it's still bolt charging, I think. They may not go out just yet.
Still what?
I don't know. Some function called bolt charging. You got to wait before you can do the slide outs.
Are we going to drive this around? Where are the P1s? If any P1 shows up here, will you give them a ride around?
Sure.
All right, now we're moving back to the front of the bus. This is a bus. What are you talking about?
They call it an RV. I know it looks like a bus. By the way, shut the bus door so we can get going here.
I'm telling you. Well, where's the big long handle that the bus driver would always shut the bus door with?
I don't have one.
Why did you shut it?
Huh? No, I said I don't have one here.
Oh, it just is a manual shut?
Okay. All right.
All right. Strap Giorgio and I in the Bird Dogs tour bus. About to head around the block here at Rivershawn Plaza. You want me to ask this guy? Let me go run out there and ask that guy if he wants to.
A random guy.
Yeah, just a random guy.
Also, we always have a lot of cops listening, so if this is indeed illegal, you might want to pull George over when he hits the street.
Right,
give him a warning.
I'm leaving the bus. Oh, there's a cop right back behind us. Wow.
Uh-huh.
Parked right back behind the tour bus. I'll ask this guy. How you doing, sir? I'm Gordon Keith of Sports Radio 1310 and Ticket. You ever heard of the Ticket?
Yeah, I have.
I notice you're here. Is this your daughter here?
That's my granddaughter.
Oh, your granddaughter? Yeah. Well, you don't look old enough to have a granddaughter.
Hey.
How old are you?
Thank you. I'm 52.
Cool. All right. Well, I just want to know if you and your granddaughter wanted to ride with me and George Dunham from the Bird Dogs, the famous country band, in the tour bus just around the block once. We're looking for passengers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're live on the radio right now. What do you say?
Well, are we really?
Yeah.
Going to take a ride?
I can't.
She has to be inside, man. She's running late.
Oh, she does?
This is great, man, but I have to take her inside right now.
Okay, all right. Well, fair enough.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks for turning us down.
All right.
Gosh, turned down. Okay, let's go ahead and get in the... They said no. They said no, Giorgio. They didn't want to ride with you. They said they'd heard of the Bird Dogs and thought you were a spare band.
Well, we are. I think we got the cops behind us.
Right, you have to buckle up in one of these?
Yeah, buckle up. That's your better move. You're going to get run over.
Oh, my God, this is huge. The windshield on this.
I think that windshield is.
The windshield, it looks like a 200-inch high-def TV screen.
This is awesome.
That idiocracy that I could only describe windshield in terms of a TV screen.
Yeah.
How about this? Hey, you want to ride with us?
Hey, baby, you want to go?
Screw your husband. Get in with us. Come on. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Come on. Get in. No, not him. We don't want him. We just want you. We want to convince you to do all kinds of seedy stuff. What's your name?
Elva Deleon.
Elva Deleon. Wow, you're cute. And this is your husband? She brings her husband on board a band tour bus. How lame is that?
Is that John?
Is your name John, sir?
Yes. John and Elva.
Yeah, I graduated with him. Tell him hi.
No, Craig says hi, John.
Yeah.
No. Man, we were going to take his wife for more than one kind of ride.
we didn't shut those doors.
Shut it.
Uh-oh.
Shut that bathroom door.
That's where Giorgio does all his damage.
I didn't do anything.
Giorgio just went number two in that bathroom.
All right,
now we pulled out onto the main road here.
How far do you want to go? Just want to go around the building?
No, going down and hit McKinney.
Oh, no. Let's take a left here on Turtle Creek.
Okay, we're taking a left on Turtle Creek. God, this is huge!
Is this great?
There was a police car behind all night.
Yeah, I saw the police back behind us. I can smell the donuts from here.
There he goes again.
Here he goes.
You have a truck? Yeah. I'm a truck driver.
Oh, really?
What do you think? How am I doing?
I like it. Yeah, you
don't
know.
Okay. Now, we need some clarification on this, John. Isn't this a bus, right?
Yes.
So don't you need a special license for this?
No, not
for Class A.
I swear for Class A you need them, George.
Well, you take that up with the RV place.
I thought you needed a special license if you're carrying hazardous material. And after what you did in that bathroom,
I didn't do anything in the bathroom!
You there, Junior?
Yeah.
Okay, we are passing right up under the ticket building. We're not on the side.
You got to watch for the screen so you know.
Wow, look at this hot jogger over here with a... Oh, hi, sweetheart. How you doing? I own this thing.
We'll be back to pick you up later.
Oh, the old Mr. Microphone rep. That's nice.
What do you think?
Okay, keep on going. Go down to the go down to the gas station, Georgia.
Is he doing a good job of driving?
We got to work our way through that.
He's pretty skittish with it.
I'm not skittish.
Yeah, you are. You keep jamming the brakes every time you see something.
The brakes. That's just the way it brakes. Oh crap! Got three limbs.
he's just tearing the finish off the side of this thing. It's three limbs.
You didn't hit him.
All right. So this is now go on up to Oak Lawn and take a ride. No, come on, my boyfriend's house is right around the corner.
He's not lying.
You better move his ass if you don't get run over.
Stop jamming the brakes. You keep throwing us forward.
This is the way it goes. It's the bus.
What's beeping? Is that us?
No, that's the that tells you your blinker's on.
Oh.
Let's scare this guy out of the honk.
Yeah, get right up behind him. He's a little short Hispanic man who's on his phone right up ahead of us. You bet. Look at us. We're winning. We're the best ones.
How are we going to take a left here?
All right, now can I drive it?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm just hours away from turning this thing in basically unscathed.
Do they have a radio system? Let's turn up the radio system about sports.
Turn radio on.
All right, what are you listening to? Country music?
Yeah, we have country on there.
That's okay. Let's crank it up. I just want to hear how loud it is in here.
Oh, it's not that loud. Kind of crappy radio, actually.
Oh, okay. Want to bag on
this?
Oh, he's good as... He's a P1. Look at him. Hey, how you doing, sir?
All right, here we go. Hang on.
Ethan.
Oh, what did you just hit?
What was that?
What did you just hit, dude?
That was a curb.
I don't think so. There's that Hispanic guy who's rolling around in the street right back behind you.
Oh, crap. Look at those tree limbs.
Oh, no.
You're not getting up under that, Giorgio. You got to go. We're
going to have to go around.
I'm going to have to get out and set up those orange triangles.
Hey, Gordo, would this be considered a school bus-type vehicle?
Yes, this is as big as a school bus. It's as big as a dark bus.
All right, according to the Texas state law, he needs a Class B CDL.
Yeah, you need a Class B CDL.
Never heard of it. All right, we're back in our spot.
Okay, can you see him, Junior? Look in there. You'll see us pulling into the parking lot. Oh, we're good.
Over here.
Whoa!
God, that's big. You got a jogger.
Sure. Oh, she hates you. Look at her, dog. She hates you. You got to think, and one of your windshield wipers, what if you get streak wipers on this?
Yeah.
That's a bad wiper.
No, luckily it didn't go through any rain or anything, so they don't work just really well.
Speaking of bad wipers, what you did in that bathroom just a second ago.
Didn't do anything. We have no number twos on this bus.
I don't like this because the last time we had a ticket employee circling the building in a vehicle, we never heard from them again.
That is an incident that we're not allowed to talk about anymore, Junior. So there you go. Well, thank you, Mr. Dunham, for letting us ride around.
Hey, you're welcome. Gordon, is it?
Yeah, it is Gordon. And I know that you have the OnStar system.
Yeah, I didn't have to use it, luckily.
Let's hit that and see what we can...
No, don't! Jeez, what are you doing?
I wanted to see what OnStar does.
They're going to say something back to us.
Welcome to OnStar.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, it's connecting to OnStar.
Yes, accident.
Hello? Hello, ma'am? Ma'am, this man is holding me against my will.
I'll
tell you that it's not of my choosing.
Hit it.
Hello, ma'am? This man is doing things to my anus.
They've just dispatched the police.
Hello, OnStar?
It's okay.
I'm under duress. I'm under tremendous duress by this man who's the lead singer of the Bird.
For now, OnStar, we're good.
All right, Giorgio. Well, thank you for letting us do this. You going to go back up with me?
No, we got to get to Stillwater by 2 o'clock sound check.
Oh, you idiot. Get back up on the air. And did you guys enjoy the ride?
We did. Thank you. Yes.
And how long have you all been married?
18 years.
Yeah. 18 years?
Yeah.
Wow, you look good for your age. How old are you?
43.
Wow. Wait, you married when you're how old?
25.
Did he get married these days?
Yeah.
All right. You guys done everything together?
Yeah.
Have any kids?
Yeah.
How many?
Three.
What'd you do to get those kids?
Go ahead. You can be descriptive.
No, well, I don't know.
Do you know how each kid was conceived?
Yes.
Like, you know, the moment, the time that
yes.
it was?
Yes.
Come on, Gordo.
And were you drunk either time?
No.
Where did conception take place?
In our home. In our home.
All-Star, listen to that. OnStar just yelled.
Everything's fine.
Okay. All right, OnStar. OnStar, this man is raping me.
All right, that's the corner. We'll see how that turns out. It's 9:35 on Sports Radio 1310.